Hi, everybody. This is Ron Ametron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to have a wonderful evening on VBS Radio. So here we go. Let's do an emotional clearing for all of you. And if you wish to call in, you can. And, you know, ask a question. If not, get on the fast chat. Either way, we'll see if we can address what you have to say. And here we go. Emotional clearing for everyone. So 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days is a little rough for somebody. It must be maybe Wednesday. Oh, boy. Yesterday cleared and today cleared. So let's see. Friday, Thursday, Wednesday. Yeah, the other days seem fine. Okay. And let's now do a feeling body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And let's do some pain. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, okay, hi. So welcome, everyone. It's Friday night, October 30th, and we're here live on VBS Radio. And we're, if you're just tuning in with us for the first time, this is the Creation Lightship Hour, and Ron is the ambassador from the Creation Lightship. And the Lightship is here for the ascension process. And this radio show is basically for the purpose of helping each person to connect with their own divinity within them and to be able to get their own guidance and to connect with the divine energies directly through them rather than going outside of themselves for answers and guidance and so forth. And be doing different healings throughout the hour and also taking questions, which you can do either by calling in and coming on the air live or by typing your questions into the fast chat. And if you're new to this, just go to the Creation Lightship page, and that's right from the VBS Radio schedule page. Just click on Creation Lightship. And then from there, as you scroll down the page, you'll see a link that says VBS Fast Chat. And that's where you can just click on that so you'll be able to type in your questions or your requests. And then basically keep on scrolling down a bit on the Creation Lightship page there. And you'll be able to see a beautiful light being, a picture of a beautiful light being there. And just go ahead and bring that up. And actually, I think we'll ask Ron to, if he would like to activate that now.
Sounds good. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And we'll bring in the non-gender light beams this time here. And here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, just kind of watch the light beam. You should feel a lot of heart energy there. So let's take you down to your heart. This is what we do on most of the shows here. This you should be doing yourself. It's very simple. And I want you just to think of an elevator. And the 10th floor, we'll say, is your thoughts inside of your head. And the first floor is your heart center. And we're going to drop that, say, mental body, the awakening thoughts that you have, to your heart. This way you can be heart-centered, and you're going to be in that peace energy, out of time, in the present moment, in pure joy. So here we go. Dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You should feel pretty calm right now. So just kind of sit back, and when you think a thought, it should come out of your chest area, your heart area there. So we're going to run some more peace energy into you right now from this light beam. So So we'll command the energy, and we'll just use the word stronger to command it into your heart so you can actually feel the stress being released from you a little bit here since we're at the end of the week. Sometimes people live for the weekends, and they bring all the stress with them throughout the week, the weekdays, and they kind of want to get that unloaded for the weekend. So here we go. This will put you into maybe a better frame of reference here. So bring in this energy coming in through the light beam. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So first thing I wanted to do is just give the phone number in case anybody would like to call in tonight. And because tonight is Friday night, we're on Station 2, so the number is 888-228-4494. That's 888-228-4494. And you're welcome to call in if you'd like. If you want to ask a question for Ron or ask for a healing sample, that would be wonderful. So we have a lot of really exciting news to cover, and maybe before we get into anything else, we'll go and cover that news before it gets too late. First of all, there's a wonderful, wonderful, amazing healing opportunity tomorrow, which is still possible to join in if you're interested. And it's a fantastic 4-hour ascension preparation and healing session on the lightship. And that includes divine water activation for the upcoming week. So, Ron, would you like to tell everyone about this call tomorrow?
Yeah, the time is 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. That's West Coast. East Coast is actually 3 hours later, which is 4 o'clock. It's a 4-hour call. And the last hour, we do special divine drinking water activations. And then you have normally, most people get a half a gallon to a gallon of water, and we charge it up for each day of the week. So you have one particular container of water for each day with special light codes in it for you to help healing. The call is just wonderful. I've been doing these calls for quite a long time. People love them. And we also do Amber Blood integration with you. It's a golden blood energy. And just many, many things. So the call is great. And hope you can all come on. You can just go to the website, if you wish, creationlightship.com. On the very top, it'll talk about the Saturday 4-hour call. Just click on it. It'll take you right over to the page. You can use PayPal. The call is $60 to get on for a 4-hour healing call. So let's do some more energetic work. And we can also talk about maybe the auric clearing on the website, too. If you haven't done
yes,
that.
Yes, and Ron, I believe we have a caller on the line, actually.
That'd be. Hey. Let's
is anyone the there?
Yes. Hi, Ron and Sylvia. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. Yes, Ron, I wanted to say that Marianne Sims and I did click on the top of the page, and it downloads on the fourth Saturday instead of the sixth Saturday, so we couldn't really get the call number, the teleconference number, because we were afraid to get into the wrong date. So could you call us and give us the teleconference number?
Okay, yeah, just I can do that. Just send me an email with your phone numbers, okay?
Okay.
We'll check that out. If you've been on the call before, it's the same number as last time.
Oh, the same number as last time.
Number, yes, okay. But we just shifted it over one extra week, Sunday. So it's now the fourth of this time instead of the third. So that's
It's the sixth Saturday this time, though, right? Sixth Saturday.
Yes, it would probably be that, yeah. So it'll be tomorrow.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And
any other questions, Larry?
I'd like to ask for healing and my memory.
Okay. Well, let's see how we can do this here. Let me check that out. Larry, here, let's do a right brain, left brain integration, okay? So this will work for everybody listening, too, naturally. And here we go. So we'll put some energy to work with your left brain here, doing that right now. Okay, here we go. Okay, and next right, so here we go. Right side. Feeling anything, Larry? If you're still there. May not be there, so here we go. Okay, and now we'll do an integration for both of these here. Get it to, and you might actually feel some energy in your head changing slightly. Had a question about the, it looks like the death barcode clearing too as I'm doing this here. Yeah, most people have three death barcodes, so all you have to do is the first three, unless you ask your spirit or sense you may have one more. You can do up to 10 of them on the website. Each barcode will take you 2 hours to do consecutively. So even though there's 10 listed, you don't have to do all 10 of those. So that's the question that someone asked us like here. So that's why we have it from 1, 2, and 3, and 3 is normal for most people. That's 90% of the people. And then the other 10% that may have maybe one less, two less possibly. And some people might have a couple more. So at least do the first three and then check. And here we go. And then also allow some extra time in case your emotional body is freaking out, being very upset because it knew that the body was going to die and you have that death energy around you, which you probably will feel if you're a sensing feeling person. You can actually maybe, some people actually say they could smell death as that gets released from you, which is quite an experience there. But the emotional body, remember, is what loses its home when your physical body dies. So it can become very, very upset when it finds out that the body that you're living in now is not mortal. So remember, it's being kicked out of its home, and now it has to go out and find another owner. And then it's an entity because it hasn't been healed. So that's very important to allow yourself extra time. So that's the second part of the clearing. Each clearing has three parts to it. The first one is your clearing of the death barcode. That takes 1 hour to do. The second part is for the emotional trauma that you are going through. That's 30 minutes. And if you need longer, you can redo that and do it over again, you know, as many times as needed. And the third part, after you do the emotional part for the barcode, is spirit infusion. So typically, if you go through it without any problem emotionally, it'll take you 2 hours for each barcode. And like I said, you have probably three of those for most people. So 2 times 3 is 6 hours. And I always suggest leaving about a couple of hours extra just in case your emotional body has a problem, you know, with the dying, with the body dying, and it's now left behind. And then you can clean that out. And you will probably, after doing the barcode clearing, feel about 10% or 10 years younger. People have reported that their skin got softer, wrinkles on their faces went away, and you actually live a better life because you're not under the pressure of dying. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, thank you, Larry, for calling in. I guess you're not on the line anymore, but hope you enjoyed that clearing. I know that was really good, Ron. I really felt a lot of energy there. And I think right before Larry called, you were mentioning the new web page. So let's talk about that, because that's pretty incredible. So can you tell us about the new self-empowerment page?
That just got up yesterday. The cost is $50, and this is for a month of unlimited healings. And there's a couple dozen different maybe topics, issues, basically situations that you can be under. And from there you select probably each one of them, actually. That's what I would do myself. But at first you're going to probably read it, and a few will jump out at you, and then start doing those maybe first. That's up to you, or just start from the first one. And what it does, you're able to use the countdown timer. And you can select it if it's a problem with yourself. So So let's just say that you have a problem with, I'll just go onto the website. If everybody wants to go there, it'd be wonderful. Go to creationlightship.com, and I'll at least show you where it is here. And I'm doing that right now myself. And it's underneath the healing section there. It'll be under the, going down here. There we go. It's self-empowerment healing underneath the light infusion healing. Light infusion is for the auric field. So we'll talk about that one. The auric field clearing for light infusion allows you to have a wonderful healing. It gets rid of holes in your aura, strengthens your aura, and does a lot for you. So this is a nice thing. You can get rid of these kind of like bad Scoobies off of you. Remember, everybody does things to you, and this is a way to help have your own space. And you can also, in this page here, enter in. I'm just pulling it up right now. Okay. And we do have a caller on line 3, so I'll get the page up here. There it is. Light and infusion healing, auric field protection. So I'm clicking on it right now, and we'll get the caller in about a minute here. Okay, so as you scroll down, if you're on the page here, a little bit slow here with the wireless that I have, and it's coming down. Okay, so what you have is a drop-down box, and this is for your, it says protection 4. Number 1 is full body, and as you click on that, you're going to notice that it has, you know, front, back, left, right, below your feet and above your head. So some people maybe feel energies or attacks done to them in certain locations. So you can use the timer. You can select 30 minutes, 60 minutes, or 8 hours to do this clearing. So I'd initially do the 30-minute one, which is the whole life. And then you can change the intensity level. Now, the intensity level is not going to affect the effectiveness of the aura clearing, okay? It's just going to allow you to feel more energy. Some people are very sensitive, so if that's the case, then just maybe have it on low. And the normal is at 5, strong is at 10, and you can go up to 20 for maximum if you really want to feel this energy working with you. Then added to this, which was just put on, we have an optional interference clearing. So I'll describe this here. There are sometimes people at your workplace who transmits energies to you, and it may not be a positive thing as they don't like you or something, or you something wrong at your workplace or job or neighbor or somebody. So what this does is kind of help to ward off the psychic attack energy, the mind energy that they're projecting to you. And what you can do is type their name in under auric field containment 4, and then put the person's name. And with their name in there, then you can start the clearing. And this will make them so that their energy should not actually connect to them, to you. Remember, it's going to go from them, their thoughts, out into the energy around them and coming to your field as like a psychic attack. So what it does is help to prevent that by sealing their auric field. And it allows them to be a little more heart-centered. So that's up to you how you wish to use this. I would use it myself at night, just do your whole body clearing, drop it down for 8 hours, and just let it run. If you want it on high, you may want to have it on high, but you may not be able to sleep well that way, so you do want to kind of sample it first. And it's a free clearing, and we do have a donation there if you want to use it a bunch of times or something. I'd appreciate that, and actually helps to pay for the radio show here. And that's one of the clearings that we have up. Then we'll talk about the self-empowerment clearing next year. So we have a caller online. So who's there?
Good evening, Ron and Sylvia and everybody. This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hello. I was asking about the death barcodes, and Annika very kindly answered some of the questions for me, though I'm wondering if there are other people out there that might like to hear you explain it just a little further. My question was in regard to the removal of the death barcode, and I have already felt a difference. It it was amazing, and in my body, but then my mind, like my mind or my head, I felt things happening, and it feels like a relief. So I'm going to go with that. So thank you for that. And I need to continue, but I was wondering about the occurrences, if there's a way to jump ahead and just do click on the number 10 for occurrences and go through the series instead of doing each level.
No, you have to do one at a time. So you have to do each particular barcode as they come up, starting from number 1, and then you go further. And like I said, most people only have 3. So if you do have more than 3, they just go on and click on to the next one. But you can't do them in multiple screens. You have to do each one separately. And that's kind of just the way it works. And you actually can sense and feel the energy as it's going through you. And you start feeling much better because your body naturally is in the process of dying when you're doing this. Especially if you're older, you probably already went through some death barcodes. So these get released, and this is why you feel so much better afterwards. So does that...
Well, this is amazing.
Yeah, it's...
This is amazing.
Feel for you.
I just feel like it's amazing, and if I've just gone through the first level, it's I can't even imagine what it's going to be when I get through however many occurrence levels that I feel I need to go through, so... Thank you. I'm looking forward to sharing more feedback in the next few calls.
Okay, yeah, it is amazing. Did you feel younger after the first one?
I feel more relaxed. I was also on the earlier call, so I was paying attention to that, you know, listening to that probably more than feeling it so much, but I definitely feel more relaxed, and I did run up the stairs, which is unusual for me, so maybe I'll look forward to that, feeling younger. Well, great. Well, thank you so much, and I'll let somebody else call in.
Okay, great.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, so...
Thanks for calling in, Cindy. It's great to hear from you. And let's see, where were we, Ron? On the, you were going to go to the self-empowerment page next?
Yes. Anyway, there's about probably a couple dozen drop-down boxes there. There's quite a bit as far as different types of clearings. There's one, I think, on there for abuse, kind of maybe neglect, lack of love. It's just issues that, you know, everybody has. And there's, you know, like about 24 of those listed there. So I'm sure everybody will kind of resonate to at least one or two of those. And what it does, it helps you to release this. Now, whatever the situation is it from yourself? Is it self-induced, okay? So you can do a clearing for that. Maybe you're stuck in a mind loop and you can't get out of it, and you keep running some type of... maybe a self-defeating belief system or something, or maybe you're dealing with being paralyzed, not being able to move forward. So that's on there, too. So what you can do is go on there and at least clear it out of you. Now, then we have another location in the same drop-down box. Where is it done by others? Maybe you have a group of people maybe doing stuff to you, thinking about you with their thoughts. Maybe you're involved in maybe a prayer circle or something or whatever. Against your free will, and you can put that in there. So the next part, I think, is done by others. And then we have it for alien mind transmissions. That's a big one, very big, bigger than you probably think. And then we have it for organizations, I believe. And then naturally we have the box for others. So in each location, you can type something in if you wish. And we also have it on for websites there, too. So typically you could run each one through, get many, many combinations there, and it's $50 for the month, unlimited usage, and this is really designed to help people move forward in their life, because everybody is stuck somewhere, and the people that are really stuck might be people who could be unemployed, people who can't move out of their house, you know, as far as wanting to do things. So this is designed to self-empower you. And so we have a lot of topics that, as you read this, you know, once you get in there, you could realize that, yeah, this is kind of for me there. So I think, Annika, you want to give us a call here, Annika? I think you looked at it. Maybe you could reflect on how you felt this healing was for you. I know you gave me an email about it, so if you could call in, that would be wonderful if you're still there. So let's do a clearing here, and let's do one for eliminating energies that are mind-induced, okay? And we'll do the mind control from aliens right now. So this may be kind of new for people. We're going a little bit into the sci-fi stuff here, but this is real. So let's work on energies that was transmitted to you 5 days ago. So here we go, and we're clearing this now. And just kind of take a note on maybe what your thoughts are like. Maybe they did some mind looping with you, so you cannot get out of the way of yourself, and you're stuck. Okay, so here we go. 5 days cleared. Now we're doing four. And here we go. Three days. Okay, 2 days. I'm feeling a lot of energy 2 days ago. Quite a bit there. Okay. And now we got yesterday. Okay. And today. Okay, so you might just see how you feel here. Feel, sense the energies. Try to get a clear thought now. And you might want to go over maybe what happened to you, you know, in the last 5 days. And just see if your decision possibly that you would have made, you know, using your mind energy, would have been different. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So what was that clearing called if someone wants to do that? You know, is that available on the website for them, and how do they find that one?
Not yet. You could go into the alien self-empowerment, okay, which is what we're talking about, on this new webpage here that I just was describing, which is self-empowerment, okay? We do have a spot for aliens, so they do transmit mind energy. And I'm bringing it up right now here. A little hard for me to do two things at once here. So I'm doing this here. And here we go. Hopefully it'll come up to the login page, and I'll just tell you what's on that page here. Okay, scrolling down. And the login on this page is on the very bottom, okay? So when you get on the page and you read the information on it, you must go to the very bottom of the page here to log in. So I'm logging in myself. And here we go. Almost there. Type in something else here. Sorry, people. I'm a little slow at this here. Okay. There. Now I'll read you what's on here. I really love doing this page. This is one of my more favorite pages that I have besides the alien attack one. Okay, Annika. Here we go. I'll read what's on here right now. Okay, this is the drop-down box. It's thoughts and feelings, okay? So you need to choose one of these. And so what we have here, and you might resonate to only one or two of these, so you may not need to have the clearing out there, anybody. So here we go. First one is stuck and paralyzed. Next one is, these are feelings of being unworthy. Next one is being victimized. Next one is depressed. Next one is abused. Next one is disempowered. And I'll just read them off. Shame, unable to make personal connections, stressed, overwhelmed, overworked, betrayed, being used, unwanted, disappointed, being put upon, being pushed, unloved, family rejection, emotionally drained, fear of failure, anger, broken heart, and we'll be adding a couple more there, but that's that. Okay, now you can select any one of those, and you can also enter in another one if you have one that might be unique to yourself. And now it says, what is causing my situation? So that means that it's from my negative thoughts, okay? Remember, you can be in a mind loop or live in an old pattern. People's negative thoughts, alien mind control. We just did that for you, okay? So you could probably go on this page and get rid of some of that stuff. And the next part is on the same drop-down box. Naturally, we have spells, curses, hexes. You all know what that's about, okay? Then we have websites, organizations, and then unknown, and then you can specify something else. So those are all what's causing your situation. So this to me is a great way to get unstuck. So Annika, I'll allow you to come on here. You can say what you want and just tell me what you experienced here or what you thought of the page.
Okay. I find it really interesting to try out the different choices you have on that drop-down box, Ron. And it's quite surprising things that I didn't really realize. I really felt them strongly. And some of them that I thought, okay, I would feel it maybe strongly with under my own negative thoughts, wasn't really doing it. And then when I went down and I tried the alien mind control, well, then I could tell where that was coming from, or if it was spells, curses, and hexes, or even websites or organizations. It's interesting to experiment a little bit with that one. And I was quite surprised to notice how much was coming from people's negative thoughts. And I had no idea that so much of what I am feeling actually come from people around me. And it kind of, I can laugh at it, but I don't mean to. That was just my own experience. It will be very different, maybe a different day. It will maybe be very different, of course, for someone else. But for me, right now, a lot of that was what I was experiencing. So that was interesting.
That's great.
It really, and I can feel when it's stronger and when it's not as strong. You know, I'm the kind of person who really feel that, and I know that even if you don't feel it, there's probably something there. But for me, it's just very, very strong, some of it. So it's like, okay, I need to do this one longer because this is very, very strong.
Well,
I don't know if you had time, Cindy.
Which one you need that way.
Yeah. Did you have time to try it, Sylvia?
No, I haven't yet, but I'm just looking at it as Ron was reading it, and I'm just blown away by how it's organized with all those wonderful choices. I mean, who that's living on Earth, you know, hasn't experienced those things, like feeling, you know, depressed or unworthy or disempowered or overwhelmed or, you know, overworked or, you know, emotionally drained at some point or other in their life. And it's very interesting, like you said, trying to kind of sort out, well, what if that is coming from me and my own thoughts? What about the thoughts of the people around me? And including, you know, alien mind control or coming from different organizations. I mean, it's really a lot of different places where some kind of thing could come from, and you're trying to figure it all out, and this will help people, but not only that, it will actually have a healing for that, which is just so great.
Yeah, this is very powerful. Of course, everything I've been doing has been feeling powerful at first, but then, you know, like Cindy was talking about the death barcodes before, and they were very, very strong. And now if I've gone back to check just to see if there is energy there still, and it's all gone. So I don't feel it strongly, but, you know, I can feel when it's strong, that's what I need. And even if you're not a feeler, I'm sure there's something inside you, which will be your spirit speaking when you are connected in your heart, and that can tell you what you need. So it's so interesting to do. A very, very powerful clearing, Ron. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very welcome. So, you know, I put this up mainly for people, because I deal with people all the time naturally, and some people just say, I just don't know what's wrong with me. I do everything right, and, you know, my life goes to hell in a handbasket, and I don't know what's happening, you know? And so, you know, as I look and stuff, you know, when I suggest different clearings, and love the clearings do work that they get, but sometimes, you know, you have other layers, and I don't have all the particular healings on the website to have people do all these things. It'd just be for me too much money to ask for people, number one, to do an hour session with them. And then number two, you know, I would have to have probably maybe 100 more clearings, and I don't want to do that. So that's why I put this up for $50 a month for unlimited usage, and you can find out exactly, you know, where maybe your problem is, or not necessarily know where it is, but know that it's coming from somewhere else. And once you get yourself cleaned and cleared, and you get yourself more heart-centered, then you can make decisions. And so this is just for self-empowerment, for you to make your own decisions of what you want to do. But some people just cannot get out of maybe an addiction or something else, and they're stuck. So anyway, any one of these will work. And what I can tell you, if you read it all these things here, and the one that you think you don't need, that's probably the mind talking to you saying you don't need it. And that might be the best one that you want to get first. Okay.
Wow, that's very interesting, Ron.
I myself would start at the very first one, and, you know, write it on a piece of paper and do it and just see what happens, and then go to the next one, because this is going to work on many, many levels of your consciousness, you know, as far as past lives and stuff. So, you know, and just, you know, run through each one of them. It'll take a while, naturally, but remember, this is for you to become self-empowered. And this is about, you know, the best way that I can help everybody. And for $50, you know, I think it's, it's like just a gift. And if you can get on it and spend the time, boy, you know, after a month, I would think that anybody should be cleaned up pretty much so if they get on this and look at it as a way to change their life. Because remember, all those old thought patterns, what you're running is going to be with you until you get them cleaned out. And this is a quick, fast way of doing that. It's not a substitute for, you know, like the, you know, like the helium death barcode or the emotional clearing or the other ones, but at least it's a way for you to get moving. And this is why I put it on there, so you can just say, man, I want to get moving in my life, and this at least probably you would assess. So back to you, Sylvia.
I also like how you have the boxes where people can type in, you know, like if there's something that's not listed in the drop-down menu that they know is bothering them, they can just type that in. So that's great. Really wonderful.
Yeah, I actually have a question. Can I ask about that? With other issues, the specify below the last box?
Yes, uh-huh.
Can we put physical things there? Because Mike was wondering if... you know, obviously a lot of the things that hold us back can be related to physical. It could even be tiredness or...
Sure you could, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Something else that you might think that everybody could use that's really not unique to yourself, just send me an email, everybody, and we'll just add it, you know, if it looks appropriate. You know, I'm sure other issues. I mentioned this, I had about 6 issues down, and I grew from that to, you know, a couple of dozen. So, you know, I don't mind some more on there as long as it's going to be appropriate for everyone else. Because, because, you know, you might not know about it and somebody else might remember it, and it might be a great one for you, too.
That's great, Ron. Wonderful.
Okay, so we're also going to be putting up another page. It's probably about done. And this page is going to be for physical healing. So maybe, hopefully I can get it done within a few days here. If not, maybe a week or so it'll be up. It'll be either be probably a few days or a couple of weeks. But it's going to be about physical healing. And you can type in what your current problem is. And we have some healings on there to help you out with that. So that's in the works right now. So let's maybe do some more healings. Do you have anything either you, Sylvia, or Annika can suggest that we can do for samples for people? Oh, I do want to talk about one thing. I had an email from a gentleman, and he was interested in knowing more information about some of the people that have come here, maybe the avatars, the gurus who come back to help people, et cetera, after lifetime. That we kind of think are enlightened beings. Maybe they're mentioned as that. So I'll just talk about that. Typically, anybody who incarnates over again is here. Now, there are different levels of the light of the darkness, and some of these beings can, or we'll say spirits can, you know, come back knowing that they're going to be reincarnated, you know, much like the Dalai Lama, okay? And so these beings have reached a state of what we might call enlightenment by the light of the darkness, but it's not true light. But they are here to bring as much information as they can, and maybe their spirit finally got deprogrammed enough to talk about the energies. But they're still not full of light, even though they might be an enlightened being, okay? They're still stuck in the reincarnation process. And they do come to help humanity. Sometimes the teachings that they have is still steeped in religious backgrounds, etc. But that's kind of how I would answer the question there. So remember, if you were in true light, you wouldn't be here. You'd only come to one location, and then you would leave. So this is a problem with humanity here. But there are beings that, in a sense, do come back. And they may not know about the light of the darkness. They just see the light of the darkness as pure light. And then they come to the pure light and come back in again because they choose to. And they do choose to come in, but they're actually forced to come in. They are at a high enough consciousness where they can maybe help some people. So back to you, Sylvia. What kind of clearing do you think we should do? Or Annika?
Well, do we still have Annika on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Did you have a clearing sample that you'd like to experience?
My fast chat just came back. I didn't see anything, but I might have missed something. Maybe the Dark Side Practitioner, a sample of that.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Dark Side Practitioner is typically anybody who sends you energy against your free will. And normally it would be somebody who is using force of will on their part, okay, to change your reality, okay? This is what a dark side practitioner would be. Typically it would be, you know, and so this is the problem that people have. Also, they can't get out of their own way, we'll say. Their life starts to fall apart only because of this process, okay? And they can't get out of it because they don't know who's hitting them and what's hitting them. So here we go. We're going to do a sample of the Dark Side Practitioner. So let's, I got to see how I want to do this here. This will be very interesting for some of you. Let's just do this, like spells, curses, etc., from family members, okay? So I don't want to be too specific here. But you may know somebody who's doing something to you, okay? So these would be family members, relationships, relatives, et cetera, like that. And it could be somebody from your past. Maybe you're divorced and this person is still living, sending you psychic whammies, okay? So here we go. So 5 days ago, we're clearing this here from you. Okay. Okay, 4 days ago. Okay, 3 days ago. This is like a dark side clearing in a sense, because they're using the dark side energies. These are energies that people put in place. Remember, everybody has free choice, free will, and most people choose the darkness to live under. That's when you're in time, and the darkness gives you a lot of tools, gives you gifts, spiritual gifts, we'll say, and attunements, etc. And this comes from this energy. Then you can tap into it to use it. And then you send people this energy, which is going to influence them some way, more than likely against their free will. So here we go, 2 days ago. And yesterday. So if you do the Dark Side Practitioner on the website, it's an online healing. You can use PayPal. If you do it, you want to first clear it off about four times for you, okay? So just do it four times in a row. And then from there, you more than likely, I'd highly, highly recommend that clearing and the emotional clearing to get the unlimited so you can keep people off of you. There we go. The light chip will look for the energy pools and get rid of the energy pools that the practitioners are using typically. So it's not going to be the fact that you're not going to see the practitioner any longer. They're not going to, like, disappear, but the energy pools will become weakened and weakened. Okay, and today. Okay, so there we go. So again, this is all mind energy that works in time, and we're just taking away these programs. That's what they activate and run in us, and these programs are what your body responds to. And so we just got rid of some of these programs that are induced by other people to you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see, what can we get into next? It'd be great.
Balancing, maybe.
What's that?
I see an endocrine gland system balancing, so let's do that here. So
Sounds good.
Go back 5 days. So 5 days ago, we're clearing here. I think we got about 5 minutes to go on the call here, on the radio program, so got to keep that in mind because we came on 5 minutes earlier today, which is Friday. So here we go. 4 days, 3 days. This is a balancing here. And 2 days. And yesterday. Oh, boy, and today. Okay. Okay, and I'll do a planetary clearing. This will get rid of some of these planet energies that are courting you. This is like your natal chart, we'll say, and other things. There's many planets that affect us here. So here we go. So first planet release, second release, third release, fourth release, fifth release, sixth release, seventh release, eighth release, ninth release, and tenth release. Remember, there's a couple thousand of these that are connected to you. And we have a heartache clearing here. Here we go. So 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. I mean, this is rough. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. So I'll do a feeling body clearing. 5 days cleared. That one's rough too. 4 days cleared. A lot of sadness. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Do another emotional body clearing. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Boy, trauma. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Sylvia, I'll just turn it back over to you again.
Okay, well, it would be lovely to have some beautiful energy from the light ship for people for Friday night to kind of relax after the end of the week. And I know there's quite a number of different energies that people would probably like to experience. I know the dolphins are our favorites. Maybe some of the color, like the amethyst waterfall or something like that.
Sure. Okay, we'll do that. We'll bring in the we'll do two of them. We'll bring in the dolphins. Here they come. So count to ten as they come in through the light beam picture on your monitor screen. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll bring in the energy for the amethyst waterfall. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I have a question here about if you do the abduction barcode clearing, can you still get taken to parallel lives? Yes, you can. So the abduction mainly is for alien ships that are bringing you up there and working with you on like a, you know, alien UFO typically or others, okay? And the other one is for the parallel lives you want to do separately because that's a whole different process. That's when they take you sideways all the time with your spirit. The one is physical body. The abduction is physical body, and the parallel life is spirit. So they're kind of similar, but it's different spiritual bodies because your physical body is a spiritual body too. So one is a spirit that looks out of your eyes, going sideways to living other lives in physical bodies like your own, and the other one is abduction is for your physical body being taken and removed from the earth plane here. So our time is kind of coming to a close, and I guess we'll say blessings to all of you. Tomorrow night will be Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, and it'll start at midnight back east and 9 o'clock Pacific Coast time. And we have our 8-hour calls coming up. Naturally, we have one tomorrow, Saturday, which is a 4-hour ascension call. And then from there, you could probably send me an email if you wish to get on that. And the 8-hour calls will be starting a week after that, the second Sunday, for 3 consecutive Sundays. So we'll see you later, everybody. You can go to our listing that we have on the website if you wish to find out about these. We have them listed, I think, on the very top of the webpage, and you can get on there and see what the coming events are. So, say blessings to all of you. Have a wonderful evening, and enjoy that wonderful dolphin energy, and we'll increase that now along with the amethyst energy. So here it goes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you, Sylvia. I'm signing off here.
Okay, well, wow, that's beautiful, beautiful energy. Just love those dolphins and that wonderful amethyst waterfall to cleanse your auric field and just give you that beautiful amethyst energy. So enjoy that, everyone. Have a wonderful evening and a great weekend. We'll see you tomorrow live, and hopefully you can come on to the fabulous 4-hour ascension preparation and healing call tomorrow. So we'll see you then, and good night and blessings.